Fee, Fev and Byron for breakfast. 40 years of the Fox. I know it's been a big build-up, but this is the week. The actual 40th birthday ticks over this week. And so many memories, Fee, going back over four decades of the Fox.
Yeah, I know. And some very special guests, and none more special than the woman we are about to introduce back to the airwaves on the Fox. She has been the queen of the Fox. Tracy and Matt ruled the airwaves in breakfast all through the 90s and beyond. Tracy Bartram, welcome back.
Oh, Fifi, you gorgeous thing. Thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you. And thanks for getting the name of the show right, because the import from Sydney has been getting it wrong all morning.
Oh, yes. Hello, well Ben. Done.
Okay.
Well, Grace, well
she,
done.
She doesn't even say hello to me. It was obviously, look.
His name's Greg.
Well, the thing is, Byron, is it? Byron?
Oh, yeah,
no,
okay. Very funny.
But, why would you get the name of the show right? Because, I mean, it's basically like saying Byron, Fev and Fifi. Why would you bother getting it right?
Which that should be the order of the show, but I never quite got that. No, in fairness, it was Tracy and Matt. It would later become Matt and Joe in a different incarnation, but it was Tracy. Tracy and Matt, yeah, I was in Sydney listening to Wendy and Mooney at the time, so I apologise.
Well, of course you were. Yes. Of course you were. Actually, it's funny you should mention that, Byron, because I remember one day Matt coming in and saying that he'd met some little girl who said, I really like that Tracy Ann Matt, because she thought that was my name, Tracy Ann Matt.
Now, Trace, for so many people listening, I mean, you were so part of the fabric of this radio station and therefore people's lives, because I can say personally, and I've never had the chance to say this to you, but when I was at radio school, I was listening to you wanting to be you, and you were one of the, what I loved about what you brought to the radio was the natural storytelling. I'd be sitting in the car and you were the first time I didn't want to get out of the car. And we get told that all the time, you don't want people to get out of the cars, but I'd be listening to you talking about Max, your baby at the time, who now I believe is 25, which blows my
wow.
mind.
Yeah, he's 25, nearly 26 in December, Fee.
That's insane. See, that's
I know.
I remember just listening going, I just would love to be Tracy one day. And
that's so gorgeous. But you wouldn't. I'm 6'1". I can never get things to fit me.
Fee's about 4'8". She's got the same thing.
I know. But also, I mean, thank you for those gorgeous compliments, Steve. I've got to say that, here you are saying, listening when you're at radio school. I've done my research. You went to Tintern and I went to Lindale High School, Dandenong.
I went to Hallam High around the corner.
And you know what else I've discovered about you, Feb, is that this is, I mean, we've met. It's a long time since we've met. And say hi to Alex for still putting up with you. But but you played for the Dandenong Stingrays.
Yes.
And I grew up in Dandenong. And I just thought all this time I could have loved you more than I did. But now I do. Now I do. Now
thanks.
That I know that you played for Dandy. But no, Fifi, thank you for saying for all those lovely things, because it was an amazing time. And, we had so much fun. And it was a different world, because you could say whatever you wanted. No one told you off in those days. I mean, we used to have this thing. We'd just go, sorry. And we were always told, our code was, don't ask for permission, beg for forgiveness, and that's what we used to
do. Oh, good. How would you go, Trace, in this climate with political correctness, the PC police?
Oh, I'm still working. I just haven't been doing radio for a while. I've had to, we've all had to adapt and stop saying things that we used to say, but, it is a different world.
I struggle.
I know you do, I've heard.
What actually, Trace, people...
You struggle with vowel sounds, don't you, Fee, really?
I struggle with speech.
So many people listening who love you, Tracy, would love to know, what are you doing now? Where are you? What's new? What's happening?
Well, right now I'm in my kitchen in Nunawading, and I've got my ducted heating on, because 5 minutes ago it was 3 degrees, so if you heard a large clang, it was my chest dropping off in the cold. But... I made myself laugh. But I've never stopped working. I mean, radio is my first love, my first passion, and I'm working on something I'm really excited about called Dear Goddesses, and I would love your listeners to find me on Facebook under Tracy.Bartram. Sorry to get the plug in, but why not?
No, please
do what you
want. Because there's a little survey I'm doing, and it's all about the listeners. So if they find me on Tracy.Bartram on Facebook. Look, I do Instagram, but I just put pictures up of trees. So that's not very exciting for people. You know, I just, you know, I go for my walk and go, oh, that's a nice tree, isn't it? Let me put that up. You know, because in Instagram, I've never warmed to it. I'm a Facebook girl. I'm Trace from Facebook, Trace from Facey. But, you know, but I teach people media training. So I teach people how to be on the wireless or how to be on Zoom, because let's face it, so many people suck at it. But I don't tell them that.
I might log on, Trace. What is it again? I might join in and teach me a few things.
Yeah, Fab, you and I could do some special training.
Oh, wow.
That'd be all right.
Okay,
I've been running master workshops online. I've been doing them for years, but as a mental health practice for businesses, when people are, because people are so, you know what it's like. Are you all still working from home, or are you allowed back in the studio?
We're sort of creeping back into the studio. Are we allowed to say that?
Waiting for Dan to lock us all down again.
No, but you are. But the thing is, it sucks because now you've got to put your face on. You know, now you've got to. Oh, now you've got to, it's now too you've far got to gone. Do your hair. I mean, I honestly, I look like Rapunzel. I've never had such long hair in my life. It's amazing. I can't believe it.
I'd love to ask, you know, and I'm putting you on the spot, and you did so much radio up here at the Fox. Have you got, like, one of your best, greatest memories, whether it's a guest you interviewed, something you did on the show?
Oh, how long have we got?
I know.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was dancing around my kitchen to Oops, I Did It Again by Britney, which I love, and I also love Mbop, love that too. And I thought Oops, I Did It Again could be my theme song, because – seriously, I mean, I buggered up so many things behind the scenes. And one thing that comes to mind is, so Fifi, I know that you've met probably every handsome man in the world, as I have. You know, when you do the work that we do, we get to meet all our heroes. And and I met Kevin Costner. We had to, and this is in the days when they used to make us go into Crown, and they put us in a holding pen, and we'd have to sit there for hours waiting for us to, you know, for our opportunity to meet the great man. And the publicists were all a bit snooty and little bit tin turn.
Just a little bit tin turn.
Yes. And he wrapped me long, and I'd be like, yeah, righto. You know, I would have been cracking it. I remember cracking a bottle of Piper Hardsec that I found in the minibar and got told off. And I was in the days that I was still drinking. I don't do that anymore. It's been a long time. But anyway, I had decided that I wanted to be Kevin Costner's love interest in his next movie. You know, not a big goal, Fifi. You know,
I just thought,
why not? Why not? Because seriously, I mean, the only reason you chuck him out of bed is to shag him on the floor, right? And anyway, I decided I was going to wrap up a copy of my then, this is high tech, my video, because I put out a video called Tracy Bartram something or other, and yeah. I'd wrapped it, I'd taken in a card and some wrapping paper, and I wrapped the whole thing up, and I was really excited. And then Matt and I were getting ready to leave the studio and go into the to be an interview, and I looked and I saw the video sitting on my in tray. It was still sitting there, and I thought, oh, I haven't had enough sleep. Really? Am I going mad? And I unwrapped the video, and what I had wrapped up by mistake, and thank God I found the mistake, was a copy of Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's home video that I can't really mention at this time in the morning.
Oh,
and
wow.
and it had gone around the whole network, and someone had sent it to us. And Tommy Lee was doing things like he could drive the boat, and he could hit the horn and say, "Look, Mum, no hands."
Wow,
it was amazing.
Fev, now you can you talking to Tracy? That's how Fee and I are with you. So the way you feel,
I
right now,
I don't talk about Tommy Lee blowing his horn.
Gosh.
The thing was, when I got to meet Kevin, and Kevin comes out and he says, "Hi, I'm Kevin Costner," and I just went, blah, 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 blah. Could not speak. Could not speak. He was so, so handsome. I mean, he was out here to promote some movie called The Postman, which absolutely bombed. And we all know, don't we, if they come to Australia to promote the movie, it sucks. It really sucks.
Now, that's something that hasn't changed. That is still
the case.
That's
exactly right. It's exactly right. And so I told him what had happened. And he said, "Oh, my God, I've been waiting to see that movie. Is it true about the horn?" I said, "It's true about the horn." He said, "I've heard him described as a mule." I said, "Pretty much donkey." Yep.
Oh, wow.
So But that was a great conversation with him. And the other thing was the day that we met the Spice Girls, and we just started, and we had to go out to Maribyrnong, to High Point, and they Matt and I had just started. Nobody knew who we were, and I was dressed up as Foxy Spice. I had a cat, I had ears, and I had a dress with Foxy on it. And all the photographers were going, "Hey, Bartram, get out of the picture." And then Ginger Spice said, "No, girl power, let her stay." So they shoved me on the end of the photo. And Fifi, the next morning, all you could see on the front page of the Herald Sun was my earring.
Hey, Trace, what about another interview you did with Russell Crowe? Can you remember that one?
Oh, Fev. Oh, you bugger. Was that you, Byron?
No, that was me. That was me. Just in case you haven't remembered.
Yeah.
Just sit back and have another bottle of pot. What did you say you were having?
Pipe of high tech.
Have a listen to this beauty. This is a beauty, Trace.
We may have found this one in the archives. What an outstanding, just a wonderful rapport between Tracy Bartram
really got along.
And Russell Crowe.
A new album out with Other Ways of Speaking, and you've got a duet with Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
I was working in a place called Rosarito in Mexico, and she came into Los Angeles to do a woman and rock thing, so that was about the closest we were going to get for a while. So she came down to Mexico, and we set up a Pro Tools studio in an apartment, and basically did the vocals sitting on the couch.
So have you actually met each other?
Did you not listen to everything?
Oh, I heard you're on the couch.
I'm sorry, someone was writing me a note then, Russell.
Sorry for interrupting your life.
Well, you don't have to meet people these days, Russell, because you're in the stratosphere, aren't you? You know, you can just do that.
What are you talking about, lady?
Whoops. Okay, I meant that as a compliment.
Uh-huh.
Have I rubbed you the wrong way?
I don't know, mate, whatever.
That's the best.
Oh, my God. Seriously, that ended up on page 6 of the New York Times, that story.
Wow.
And I was interviewed by some very, very proper man from the BBC wanting to know what actually happened with that interview with Russell Crowe. Honestly, he was an utter bastard. He was so mean.
Yeah, he was pretty mean.
And you know, and the thing was, though, here's the thing, because he had a band called, and you might remember this, Steph, a band called, let me say it carefully, 30-odd foot of grunt. That's not what we called it, but we couldn't say it on the air.
Right.
And I did this incredible, you know, Russell Crowe, blah, 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 coming up. He was coming here to do a gig, and he was in Tassie, and he'd woken up late. And as you can tell, extra grumpy. But this is in the days before we didn't – so you've got screens in front of you. Your producer can send you notes on a screen and say, Tracy Bartram's coming up, and make sure Byron, you say the name right, and make sure you get the order of the show right. But we, our producer would run in and give me a note. Or Troy, who was doing the time and temperature, he was the anchor. He would write me a note. So it was something like, the note said something like, do you want to continue this after the 8:30 news? And I said something like, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Wow. Has he ever apologised?
No. Why would he apologise?
Because he was rude.
Well, he was, but it's my fault. No. I had to own it, though. It was my fault because I wasn't paying attention. I mean, we were, you know, it was absolutely, well, I was going to say it was absolutely live, but of course it wasn't because every interview was pre-recorded. We'd never do what you guys are doing now. There's no way in our show we'd have a loose cannon like me on and let me go for half an hour.
Pre-record the whole show. Oh, wow. Well, look,
Tracy,
I mean, this has been amazing.
I've listened to you all day.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I've enjoyed this so much.
What a celebration.
Oh. And isn't it great? I mean, I can't believe that Fox is 40 and it's been around since I was a fetus. Can you believe that?
I wasn't even born yet, Trace.
But I was a fetus. It's just amazing. I was so young when it started. But, you know, I think it's amazing. And also, you know, you wouldn't know this, Bev, that Fox, when it started, they used to play jazz. And they had this really daggy song. They go, Foxy's coming down the middle of the road.
I don't know if you've been listening to the Fox lately, Trace, but we sound exactly the same now.
Good idea. So, Tracy, and it's we mentioned, just to get in a hold of Tracy, she's got plenty of things going on. Tracy.Bartram on Facebook is a
Thank you, Byron.
To be in touch with Tracy. And, of course, it was the Tracy and Matt show in
yes,
that order.
Yes,
good on
it
you, Trace.
Byron.
Good
hey,
stuff.
Thanks, guys. It's been gorgeous talking to you. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Foxy. Trace, for coming on. We love this.
I might hit up her Facebook and see what the very special, special, special.
Oh, I know.